adapting to a new lifestyle. Are you ready to receive opportunities of a lifetime? Well, this is your chance. Today is the only day to make it happen. Hello, divine beings of love and light. My name is Nikitra Berard. You are tuned into the Creative Album, where we discuss topics of spirituality, self-development, creating the life of your dreams, and so much more. I wake up way before the sun comes up because I am excited to live my life. I am embracing a new lifestyle. It's like fresh new beginnings, and I am going to invite you guys to join me for my morning practice, my spiritual practice. I wake up, I do a light grooming, you know, brush my teeth, wash my face, you know, take care of my basic needs, comb my hair, and then I meditate, do a couple stretches, and I do a card reading, which is what I am going to share with you guys. I've been playing around with daily rituals and practices, and what I have going on right now, I am enjoying it. I am liking it. I feel like it gives me life. I have lots of energy. I am well rested, very creative right now, sometimes spontaneous, which is all good. I am adapting to a lifestyle of unlimited abundance, unconditional love, living in joy and bliss, health, wealth, prosperity in every area of my life. Learning and discovering who I am at every level of my being. So life is very interesting, and I am having so much fun. So it's nice to have you guys, you know, participate, join me, share this journey with me. Hopefully I am inspiring you to be all that you can be, to pursue whatever it is that you want, to realize your most fondest dreams. That is my intention. And I am going to start my day off with some cannabis. I guess you could say that's why I've been waking up so early, you know, starting my day off. I look forward to cannabis. I am working on a few things to launch my own line of cannabis. Yes, I can't believe I'm saying that. But today I am going to enjoy it in a hemp wrap for the first time. And I am looking up some recipes to infuse cannabis, like honey or desserts or something. I was watching the TV show Bon Appetit, and oh my gosh, I was just so inspired by some of the dishes that they, you know, experiment with cannabis. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to try it. I want to do it. So this is something, I'm going to say, brand new. And I love the flower. I mean, it's just like so much to talk about when it comes to cannabis. She is such a beauty. She has so much to tell you, you know, just the experience. And yeah, we're going to dive more into that in future episodes. So yeah, I am adapting to an expansive lifestyle to receive and accept all of my desires, to live life, you know, fully, to the fullest measure, and finding a practice to keep me grounded, because when you have access to anything that you want, you know that you can have it all. It's like, oh my gosh, what do I want? You know, like, you have to be clear about who you are, what you want, your engagement with others. So these cards have been a way for me to explore, you know, energies and being able to master my emotions and, you know, just trusting the unknown, because there are some things in life that we don't have control over. And I'm going to fun part, you know, our emotions is like your guidance system to help you navigate through, you know, this world. This is my spiritual work that I offer to humanity for healing and fun and entertainment. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist, although I like to think that I am, especially with my background in cosmetology. There is nothing more therapeutic than a shampoo and a scalp massage, right? but I consider myself intuitive. I am developing my gifts so that I can share them with others, just to bring more love and light to this world. I mean, we woke up today. That is a miracle, right? So let's, you know, tap into that energy. Let's appreciate the God force energy that is flowing to you and through you right now. And then we're going to, you know, enjoy the day. Adapting to a new lifestyle. Oh my gosh, this requires lots of inner work and healing. So I have been challenging myself to create new habits. That's what I mean by adapting to a new lifestyle. It's like you ask yourself, why do you do the things that you do? And then you understand that you have the freedom to do whatever it is that you want to do. You can actually create your own reality. And this starts from within. This starts with your perception, your ideas, your thoughts, your emotions. Understanding that, learning that, discovering that, and then you create, this is radiating with, you know, without you, this is radiating within your reality. And it's so amazing, because like, this is why we are here, this is why we're alive, to be and do and have whatever it is that we desire, to play, to enjoy, to have fun. And oh my gosh, it is so nice to be able to share these moments with you guys, because I am adapting to this lifestyle of being able to create income online, not working a 9-to-5 job as my only source of income. Trusting and believing and discovering and exploring that there are universal laws, spiritual laws, this non-physical aspect of me that permeates all throughout the universe, that I can tap into, that I can connect with, that I can feel and resonate with. And sometimes I don't understand, I don't have the explanations for, you know, how this is and why this is, but that is the enjoyment, the fun, the thrill of, you know, being alive. And so that's what I'm adapting to, because I would say I've came a long way. And sometimes you just have to sit down and say, appreciate that. You have to acknowledge that so that you can, you know, continue to grow and evolve and expand, you know, in your journey. It's interesting how at one point in time, humanity used to work long, hard, strenuous hours to earn a dollar. And now we have technology that gives us the opportunity to earn millions in minutes. You know, so I'm speaking in terms of money and finances. It's like my ideas and beliefs about what I'm capable of and what we can do together. That's changing. And like, I embrace that, because I just be like, who told me, who thought that I was supposed to be in a particular job or career for 30, 40 years and then retire? Like, that is an old and outdated belief that I kind of had to like pluck out of my energy and, you know, figure out who is it that I want to be. Like, let me create my own identity, you know, like, let me figure out who I am on my own. So I'm going to go ahead and get to the card reading. If you guys have cannabis on hand, if you are a smoker, cannabis lover, now is the time to enjoy. Come smoke with me, chill with me. I don't know. How do you guys consume? I've always smoked. I would say I don't have much experience, but I'm like, I'm intermediate level when it comes to cannabis. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into the card reading. The first card that I have is Hilarion, representing divine healing. Honor your sensitivity. Retreat to recharge and heal. Your light can support others. Hilarion has the ability to heal others with his touch, with his hands, similar to Jesus. And I think Jesus knew about Reiki healing because that's what that is all about. But he also lived as a hermit in a cave. Now, in the modern days, we don't have to do that, but you can do activities like making sure that you're getting enough sleep, make sure that you're eating the right foods, or you're disconnecting from social media, or, you know, your phone or the computer or TV, so that you can, you know, heal yourself. Because some of you guys may be so in tune and in touch with your higher self, with your higher power, and you can, you know, feel or you notice the energies of those around you, you know, in your family, in your social circle, when you're engaging with others. You know, so it's important for you to, you know, honor that sensitivity that you have, because when you take care of yourself, when you heal yourself, that is how your light can support others. The next card that I have is the Miriam. They show up as twins. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. And the Miriam represents sacred vision. So there is some healing energy that is present. The Miriam are the angels who appeared to Mary Magdalene in the tomb of Jesus after his passing. These angels spoke directly to Mary and they helped her move beyond her grief so that she was able to commune with Jesus once more. So this is a real opportunity for you to move beyond grief or grievance at this time. The Miriam are here swirling their holy light around you so that you can regain a sense of union with spirit. You are loved beyond words. So choose to see the light of God in everyone and everything, and to love without boundaries, unconditional love. Some of us be talking about unconditional love to others, but can you give that to yourself by choosing to forgive? That is a powerful message all on its own. Okay, so the next card we have is Radha. I love to see Radha because she is the essence of divine feminine, and she shows up with these, oh, so beautiful. She has flowers and jewelry and beads and henna. Oh my gosh, she's just so vibrant. Soul flame. Rediscover a lost part of yourself. Experience relationship, harmony, and healing. Okay, so we have lots of healing going on today. And it's probably because that is what I have been focusing on lately. So when I do receive my desires, I can appreciate them. This is, I would say, the energy work that I'm doing to manifest my desires. It would be a sad story if I were to receive my dream house in wealth and riches and abundance, and I don't appreciate it. I don't enjoy it. I don't love it, you know? So that is why I have been focusing on healing myself, my inner child. But Radha is considered to represent Shakti, which is the divine feminine and creative spirit of the universal life force. Without the male cannot be created. And for this reason, Shakti is a powerful force that is honored and cherished. A loving union, connection, and relationship harmony are key at this time. It's important to remember, though, that relationships won't make you whole. Only your own love can do that. You now have opportunities to find lost parts of yourself, maybe sensual aspects or the capacity to cherish yourself. One way that I am cultivating this within my life or discovering lost parts of myself is dancing. Dancing is, oh my gosh, so out of my comfort zone. It is not something that I would say that I have like gave attention to or my upbringing, there was no one around that really liked dance. And I'm gonna say like at a professional level or like even at parties, you know, it's just something that I didn't connect to. So since I have been healing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanna move, I wanna dance, I wanna party, like that type of thing. So yeah, these are the beautiful gifts that come from, you know, rediscovering who you are. And one more thing with Radha, increased romance, love, and opportunities to express divine harmony through love are all becoming apparent in your life. Like, this is the energy that she brings because you deserve divine love. And Radha, with her Shakti presence, is here to awaken this loving connection within you now. I'm going to pull a few more cards because I am up so early and I have time on my schedule since I am adapting to this new lifestyle of freedom and joy and abundance. So I'm just like, okay, let's go with it. The next card we have is Krishna, who is the twin flame of Radha. So this is so magical, y'all. Trust your spiritual guidance. Your commitment has been recognized. You are loved unconditionally. I think I'm gonna learn more about the Hindu religion, our culture. I have been thinking about learning the language. I don't know if Arabic language has anything to do with it, but yeah, if I was to learn a different language, it would be Hindu or Arabic, you know, something of that nature. So this is, you know, the inspiration that I'm getting from this. But Krishna, message is you have a deep spiritual connection and must trust the guidance that's coming through. Your devotion to the spiritual path has been recognized. It may feel as if you have been on a mental or emotional battlefield, but there are sweet messages of hope around you now. And Krishna is here to boost your sense of connection to the divine and encourage you to act from your soul. If there's a decision that needs to be made, ask yourself, what will honor your soul and those around you? And if you could choose the best for all involved, then you will feel even closer to the divine. So this is something to make note of, the fact that Radha and Krishna are showing up together. There is love in the air. There is a special union that is happening right now. And the next card that we have is Diana. I love Diana. She represents focused intention. Think about what you desire. Set your sights high. Expect the best possible outcome. She is fierce and the Roman moon goddess of the hunt. She is also known as Artemis in Greek mythology, where she has similar attributes. She is often depicted with wild animals around her, and she is associated with the moon. She connects deeply with the wild beasts that come out at night, often seen holding a bow and a quiver of arrows, which signifies her ability to help us focus on a vision. She helps us to tune into our intuitive side so that we can listen to the wisdom that will guide us towards our goal. And in particular, she encourages women to move into their true power and promotes equality for all souls. So I think sometimes that I can connect to this energy, Diana. She's, I would say, very fierce. Like, move forwards with unwavering faith, knowing that the universe is supporting you. Diana helps you to awaken your divine ability to manifest what you deserve. If any fear is only a reminder that whatever you are working on or through is an important issue for your growth. So as your focus is strong now and will be particularly powerful at the full moon, and we do have a full moon coming up, the energy is very high. It is, you know, something to look into if you are into astrology. You may be aware of night owl tendencies, and this is because your angels and guides are sending you important messages that you may be missing during the day due to a busy schedule. So set some time aside to do deep meditation and receive that guidance. So we're going to bring this reading to a close. This was so great, so fun, a way for me to start my day off in love, inspired, ready for what's next. And I do have another episode that is on the way, so make sure that you guys are following the podcast. You have the opportunity to join the creative community by clicking subscribe on the homepage. Connect with me, share, shop with me. I have links that are posted in the description box so that you can check out the website and other projects, events, and activities that are going on. Have an amazing day.